Well, welcome to Searching the Scriptures. We're glad that you've tuned in, and we're trusting as we open the Bible, the Scriptures, the Word of God, that we will be helped and to be encouraged in the things that are good and right, because there are all kinds of crazy ideas out there, and we're going to talk about some of them today here recently that's come up in the world, and we're going to kind of show the contrast of like the shifting sand of human wisdom and of course the solid rock foundation of knowing God and knowing His will. But we do appreciate you tuning in. I'm Danny McKibben. I'm one of the fellows that preaches at the Pine Top Church of Christ. Be glad, of course, you'd come and visit with us at services, and we're happy to help you in the searching of the Scriptures and study of the Bible. If you have Bible questions, feel free to give me a call, and we'll be happy to talk with you and open the Scriptures together. My phone number is 606-308-5077. Always happy to search the Scriptures and help people to know what's right. Well, I want to begin our study here in the book of Psalm 18, 30 and 31. The psalmist said, "As for God, His way is perfect. The word of Jehovah is tried. He is a shield to all those who trust in Him. For who is God besides Jehovah? Or who is a rock except our God?" Now, the concepts that are talked about here, that is, standing upon God, upon God's word, upon God's truth, is a solid foundation. It's a defense. It's going to show us exactly the way we ought to go. And when we think about God and His truth that's been revealed in the Word, the Bible, we can have true stability. And we can rest upon a solid foundation. I think about what the psalmist said in Psalm 11, verse 3. "If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" But what could we do? I mean, if you build your house upon sand, It can shift, Maybe when things are dry and the days are calm, okay. But when the winds blow, and the rains come and waters rise, well, you want your house to be built upon a solid foundation. You want it to be built upon the rock. I mean, that's the imagery that Jesus used there at the end of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7. And that's what God's Word does for us. That's what the truth that's revealed in the Scriptures does for us. It puts us on solid ground and a reliable foundation that's not going to be destroyed. And, that's where we need to stand. We need to stand upon what God's Word teaches when it comes to morals and teachings and what we should believe and follow. Follow God. Because when it comes to human wisdom, when it comes to the teachings of men, it's always changing and it's shifting and, it's blowing like the wind, being tossed to and fro. And Paul used that imagery there in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 there. He used that imagery talking about how we can be shifted back and forth if we're not standing upon the solid rock. That is the Bible and Jesus and upon the truth that He's revealed to us. He says there in Ephesians chapter 4, he says, "Until we all come into the unity of the faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to a full-grown man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we no longer be infants tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, in the dishonesty of men and cunning craftiness to the wiles of deceit." You see, that when you talk about human philosophies and human teaching, and that's what humanism is, the exaltation of man, the rejection of God, the rejection of God's truth, fundamental concepts, foundational truths that are revealed in the Bible, you'll be tossed to and fro. And it'll change, and it may be this way this week, next week it'll be something else. This year, this is the going trend. Next year, it's some other going trend. But when you stand upon the Word of God, you're on a solid foundation. A foundation that we need to stand upon. And that will keep us sure and keep us in the right way. And that's what I want. That's what we're trying to teach is follow God. Follow the Word of God. Follow what God teaches us in His Word. You know, there in the book of Isaiah chapter 5, it warns there in verse 20 of Isaiah chapter 5, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, and put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for the sweet and sweet for the bitter." That's people that are morally and spiritually mixed up. Can't get things straight. Why? Because they're relying upon human wisdom. There is a rejection of God and divine truth that is revealed in the Bible. And that's what we see when we look in the world. I mean, just people get just kind of bent out of shape and head down the wrong path. Why? Well, because they're listening to men and they're not grounded upon divine truth and upon the Word of God. But that's where we need to be, is to be right there upon the Word of the Lord. This past week, there was a couple of events that's taken place in the world that we live in. First off, there was this U.S. representative was leading some sort of prayer, and at the end, he prayed in the name of various gods, and where most people say at the end, "Amen," and he says, "Amen and a woman." Now, there you go. That's somebody that is totally mixed up. Doesn't know what the Bible teaches. Trying to be woke. That is, trying to be politically correct. And to think that they're in the know. And really, it just bespeaks the utter ignorance of the Word of God to say at the end of a prayer, "Amen and a woman." Because the word "amen" is a concept that's kind of interesting. It actually comes from an Old Testament term, and but in the New Testament, properly firm, that is, figuratively trustworthy, verbally surely, and often as an interjection, "so be it," "verily," "truly." I like what one fellow said, "Yeah, that's my prayer too." Somebody's leading prayer, and you say "amen," and then maybe I repeat "amen," or another brother or sister says "amen" at the end of the prayer also. "Yeah, that's my prayer too." That is, we're affirming, we're believing what is being stated. In the Old Testament, the word "amen," sure, abstractly, faithfulness, verbally, truly, "amen," "so be it," "truth." It's just the affirmation that what is stated in the prayer, this is what we believe, this we accept and assent to the fact that, yes, it's my prayer too, and we believe it, and we're standing upon it. It has nothing to do with gender. And to say at the end of prayer, "amen" and "a woman," that's just woeful ignorance in the world that we live in. And to be way off track, and because all that comes from the perversion and the distortion and the distinction of the sexes. And that was settled a long time ago, ladies and gentlemen. And that comes from the first chapter of the Bible in the story of creation. You know, God, He creates the world and the stars and the moon and the plants and the animals. And on the sixth day, it says in verse 26 of Genesis chapter 1, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them," let them, that is the man and woman that He's going to create, "let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in His own image, and in the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. There you have. Human beings were created. Male and female. And that's just so plain, so simple. The way it's been for centuries, the way it's been since the very beginning, there are two genders, male and female. And what do we have today? And it's all this nonsense that we need to be politically correct and we need to be inclusive and so, you know, we shouldn't show gender bias. This was another thing that's happened in the halls of Congress, again, showing woeful ignorance of the Word of God. Oh, well, we don't need to use, you know, words like father and mother and son and daughter. We need to be, when using pronouns, we need to be neutral. We need to be gender neutral. It's crazy. It's just absolutely crazy that we have those that don't follow and don't recognize what science tells. Just look at the chromosomes in human beings. You're either a male or a female. And this whole idea of gender identification, well, today, it's kind of like a meme I saw, kind of a cartoon. Fellow was in a hub lane, that is a high occupancy vehicle, and you're supposed to have two more people. And so the police officer saying, well, I feel like they. I feel like a them. Plural. I mean, that's just to make fun of the nonsense that's going on in our world. And not to call this woman a she, or this man a he, or this is my son, or this is my daughter. I mean, it's crazy. It's lunacy. And that's the kind of things that happens. And these are just recent. And I mean, this kind of stuff goes on all the time. And when people are not grounded in divine truth, not grounded in biblical teaching, just either just plumb ignorant or just rejection and rebellion and what against what God teaches and what God says, well, that's where you get a morally mixed up society. And that's why I like the Bible. I like God to tell us the way it is. You know, I like God directing my steps. As the psalmist said in Psalm 119, 105, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I don't buy into this human wisdom and human philosophies and human ideas. I want to take my stand on the solid rock that is God and God's word. The creator of heaven and earth, that's where I want to make my stand. He knows better. And he knows what's best. And he knows exactly the way things are. Yeah, we have men and we have women. And there's a functional order. And there is certainly absolutely true in the sight of God. We're all equal, whether you're male or female. And Paul also says that in the book of Galatians chapter 3. Verse 28, he says, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You know, that's where I want to stand. I want to stand that, hey, human beings are all offered redemption and all can be saved. And in God's sight, we can all find this salvation and redemption. And we don't have to talk all this political nonsense that we see that's happening in the world, and to be woke and to be politically correct. There's nothing wrong with our language to say he or she. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with mother or father. That represents the reality of living. That represents biblical truth. That represents really what's happening in the world. And to follow the wisdom of men, it's just going to lead you down the wrong path. And so, let's stand upon what God says and not follow the shifting sand of human wisdom and human think-sos, but make our stand upon the Bible, the Word of God. Well, maybe we've said something to cause you to think and you've got questions. Hey, give us a call. Give me a call. 606-308 5077. Be happy to study with you from the Word. Well, we've run out of time. Appreciate you listening. Hope you'll tune in next time. Till that time, we bid you farewell.